another season of grace. God is set to pour down blessings. Wisdom for family life will be supplied. Strength to raise godly standards. Singles, married, are you ready? Gain insight into God's thoughts for building strong families. Be blessed.
Our Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise for all that you are doing. Thank you for life. Thank you for help. Thank you for your intentions for us. Our Father, we say today is another day that you will speak again to our hearts. Help our hearts to perceive you. Help our understanding to open up. Help us to grasp all that you have for us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us. Strengthen our faith to walk in this path of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause our life to speak forth your goodness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a great day of light. It's a great day of light. Healing light. Healing light. The light of deliverance. To set soul free. To make your journey well. Light on your path. For it's a great day of light. It's a great day of illumination. Amen. I come with so much of light. Amen. I come with so much of illumination to help you. Amen. See the Spirit to help you. To help you. To help this house. To help this house. To help every single soul. For your enemy's darkness. For your enemy's darkness. But I've come to help you with light. To deliver you from your ignorance. To deliver you from your ignorance. That you may journey well. That you may do that which is committed unto you well. That you may bring forth after the order of God. That you may bring forth after the order of redemption. Oh, I have helped you, my handmaiden, with skill. I have granted you skill. I have granted you skill, for I'm with you. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you with great help. With great help. With help. With help. With help. With skill to bring forth. With skill to bring forth light. To divide light. To divide in between the lines. To bring forth instruction in righteousness. To bring forth instructions in righteousness. To help my people. To help my people. To help my people arrive safely. To help this house arrive safely. See the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Father, help me this morning. To hear and to speak that which you are saying at this time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I have nothing of myself, but you have all things. I depend solely upon you. The Lord, help will come to all of us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. We look up to you, our Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, adorning the doctrine. Adorning. Pastor, when I saw adorning, I'm like, okay. Why did you give adorning to the feminine? Actually, the way God did this thing, all of us are supposed to adorn the doctrine. What does it mean to adorn? You make beautiful. You make desirable. People see your life and they want to be like you, not because of your clothes, because of the doctrines you are obeying. Doctrines are meant to raise us. Yesterday, Daddy was talking about in Matthew 28. Let me start from there and I'll move on this morning. 28. When he was talking about, I think it's, is it 20 or, show me, 20, Matthew 28, 18. So Jesus came, let's start from that, please. He just came and spake unto them, saying, you know, now he has risen from the dead. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven. He didn't say on heaven. And in earth. So there is a place called in heaven. There's another place in earth. Now when you say in heaven, not just the beings there, but the power that made, you know, he made it. He made heaven, he made the earth. Now the heaven and the earth are supposed to work together. There should be the heaven of the earth working in alignment. But the enemy came and spoiled the whole show. But notwithstanding, God was not perturbed. God was not, he didn't spike God up. God knew because he knows all things. And that was why they said, Jesus Christ is the lamb that was slain before. So, salvation was not a program that started after man fell. It has been their intention from the beginning. The Lord God himself came down from eternal to everlasting. They created in the everlasting. But they want to take man back to eternal. That has always been their intention. Now, when the enemy came and he scattered the whole thing, God said, okay. The intention is still there. And because of what the enemy did to man, God had to send Jesus. Jesus came. Now when you hear Jesus, there's Jesus Christ. There's Jesus the Son of God. There's Jesus the Father. And there's Jesus the God. But he came down. He became a man because of redemption. If man had not fallen, there'd be no need for Christ. We'd just move. Because they were coming to Adam every evening, discussing with him on the things that would make him to become like them. But when sin came, man went down. So they now have to send Jesus. That's why I said, you see, Jesus is such a beautiful being. Such a lovely being. He's the one that made a space for man in divinity. That the deity, man is not part of deity, but we are part of divinity. But he created a space for man in the divinity. So that's why we can come from our low level and climb up. But what do we need to climb up? We need doctrines. Now, say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That means he taught them. And lo, I am with you always. It's not always. 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 So all the way. In learning the name of the Father. Learning the name of the Holy Ghost. That's where it starts from. Then Learning the name of the Son and learning the name of the Father is with us all the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's not saying it like, you say, knocking, who is there? I am. Mm-mm. I am, it's a personality. So he bears all the personalities. He's the one that reveals all of them to us. So what we need to do, when he says, 19 says, 19 please. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptizing them. Baptizing them means teaching them the name of the Father. He's not dipping in water I'm bringing out. The name of the Son and the name of the Holy Ghost. Now you learn these names through doctrines. The Holy Ghost has his doctrine. The Son has his doctrines. The Father has his doctrines. But you take it from one doctrine to another doctrine. If you don't learn the doctrines of the Holy Ghost, they won't give you the doctrines of the Son. It is level after level. Like we go to school, start counting in kindergarten until you get to the higher institution. In higher institution, you do first degree, second degree, third degree, as many degrees as you want to do. But it's one after the other. If you don't pass one, they are not taking you to the next one. They will tell you, I work in an higher institution. If you are doing degree, you have the privilege of 6 years. It's actually 4. So you can have your carryovers, finish them in 6 years. After that, if you don't finish it, your degree is wasted. They can't help you. So when you are coming in, they'll tell you what you are coming into. So you know how to prepare yourself from the beginning. Hallelujah. So you won't say, I did not know. Just, I know. Is there in your green book or whatever book? I didn't read it. It's nobody's fault. But one thing I just want us to know that, see, these doctrines is even tougher than what you learn in school. These ones are to make you. Say, ye shall know the truth. And truth will make. Not set, make. Truth makes. When you make something, it's not a thing of a day. When you are making, okay, I want to make soap. You have to add things together, the right proportions, and you get it. Whatever you are making, whatever production you are making, you take time to make it. So now to make man, which is actually the being of dominion from the beginning. So it's going to take God and you. It's possible for the instructions of making to come, and you are not applying your heart to it. If you don't apply your heart, you cannot be made. So a part, God has his part to play. You also have your part to play. Like to pass in school, you have your part to play. Your lecturers are teaching you, you also have your part to play. But you know, when you talk about courses, I think one of the toughest courses on ground is medicine. But this one is even tougher than medicine. Yes, it's tougher than medicine because it's life. And why medicine is like that? Because they have to do with life. Any mistake, life is gone. So you can't be doing experiments. You can't do trial and error in theater. But this is even tougher than that. This life, because it has to do with life, not just any life, the life of God. The life that has been from the beginning. Say, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same Word was in the beginning with God. All things were made by the Word. And
and without the word was not anything made that was made. The word made everything. And that's why I said, when he said the word, now he now had to come. Then, in the beginning, he was known as the word. That the one that bears record, the word, the Father, the word, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They have the record. That means everything about man is in them. You can only become what they show. And they will not show if you are not obeying. They don't waste time showing. Now we're talking about adorning the doctrine. The doctrine is actually their way of making. When you hear doctrine, that's the way they make. That's what they bring to you. That's what you learn and you become. So doctrine should be in us. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me Isaiah 28, verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Now, whom shall he teach knowledge? Knowledge is a knowing. Now, knowledge, through knowledge, you come to doctrine. Now, whom shall he make to understand? If you don't understand, you cannot do. Our heads can be full of knowledge. But if it doesn't come to the understanding of that knowledge and now becomes doctrine in us, we cannot do it. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. Weaned from the milk, drawn from the breasts. We talk about the milk. We talk about, said, be skillful. Now, when you're weaning us from the milk, a child that is born needs milk to grow. If it does not have good milk, then the growth is already faulty from the beginning. Same thing with us. We have the milk of the word to grow with. Now, if we are not well fed through the milk of the word, who shall give you doctrine? So start from the milk. Don't disregard milk. Take milk and take, Reverend Mrs. always say, drink milk very well, Reverend Mrs. Helen. Drink milk very well. Because you need that foundation to be able to stand. So you can't be talking about doctrine when you have not even drank milk. We must be schooled by the Holy Ghost. You must love the Holy Ghost. You must obey the Holy Ghost. That is the foundation. That's where we start from. But the thing is this. Their own foundation is not the Holy Ghost. Their foundation is Christ. But our own foundation, because they know where we are coming from. It's only the Holy Ghost that can come to that level. That fleshy thing and play with it. Don't do that. Greet your brother. Say sorry. Do this. Greet him. Don't look away. Forgive him. Those things, it's the Holy Ghost that does it. But we need to learn them. Because natural man does not know anything about spiritual. Just naturally, just carnal. It's not a sin to be carnal, but it's a sin to stay there. I know I'm talking to a church that is well fed. But I want us to know that, now to now talk about adorning doctrine. Milk has finished his work. You are not riding more on what milk has taught you. Wow. Now adorn it. You know when you talk about adornment, it's actually women majorly. And we know what is called adornment. Can adorn. By the time you call, all of you are looking beautiful, adorned. You know what to do. You know the color to combine. You know this. You know that. Go to salon. Do your hair. Do your nails. Do everything. Beautiful. You are adorning your body. Good. You should do it. Use jewelries. Ah, when you see, you know, some people will talk, I'm working near issue. It's not true. God made it for us. But you are not supposed to now sit there. That's not what he's saying. You must know how to adorn. And after adorn, you must know how to also be in the spirit. Adorn the inward. Now, the inward man now needs his adornment. Doctrine man she. Doctrine deals with the inward man. You must be beautiful inside and outside. Now, when you're beautiful outside, people are attracted to you. But people are attracted more when you're beautiful inside. When they meet you, what comes out of you is grace. You are seasoned with salt. You speak with grace. We can all learn it. We were not all like that from the beginning. Some of us razor cut, but you can become adorned in your speech. That you will speak and you speak life to people. You speak grace to people. You will speak growth to people by our words. So words are important. Now, nothing is made without words. He's the word. So the word has to be in us to affect the generation around us. So you must pay attention much more that you pay attention to your physical body. Much more. If you can spend 10 hours in doing your hair, you must be able to spend 12 hours with seeking him. His own should be much more. And that is where our own grace is. To be able to know what to do at every point in time. Now you want to have high judgments. High judgment comes by doctrines. But if you don't use it, you can't come there. We have to use it. You know, you make some things. We are learning. Like when a child is learning to grow, to walk. If the child is walking and he or she falls and he feels, I can't come and kill myself, he will never walk. You will still make mistakes, but don't stop there. You are learning the life of another kingdom. Like Daddy was describing yesterday, it's a kingdom on its own. And in this kingdom, we have personalities. We have beings. Say, the kingdom of God. When you hear that, you love it. But they can't start with you with the kingdom of God. You have to move from kingdom to kingdom to kingdom. It's the same kingdom. But they can't give you all of the kingdom at once. Because you can't take God. But they will now start with where you can start from. The Holy Ghost. He said righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the house. So that means you can't say, I have finished using the Holy Ghost and drop it. You keep on with the Holy Ghost. It's part of your life. You keep running that life with the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost will show you Christ. He's not leaving you. It's not that you show you Christ and go and rest. The job continues. It's like having, look at the power generating thing in Niger State, the Kanji Dam. Every source of power, when is electricity in Nigeria, is from Kanji Dam. But your house cannot receive power directly from Kanji Dam. Just like that. That is who the Father is. You can't receive God like that. So they had to come and help us to grow by the doctrines they are bringing our way. So that they can prepare our body. That image. You see that body? When you say body, thank God for my husband. So everything I'm saying, I heard from him. So he's talking about bodies. Your body is a body. Your soul is a body. Your spirit is another body. So your bodies in body. So in those bodies, these bodies are supposed to carry God at the end. But they won't, your spirit, immediately you give your life to Christ, your spirit is changed, washed, and you're okay. But what is in your spirit to now move through the soul and come to your body is actually where the journey is. Our souls is actually ogun ni soul wa. Your soul can take anything. The whole world, man, you'll still be asking for more. Reverend K says something sometimes. Like he said, when it comes to soul, God does not trust soul. The devil does not trust soul. Your soul can be following the devil. I'm following. We are going. We are coming. We're going. And get to a point and meet God and turns back. So he doesn't trust that soul. And they change mind and he's gone. Without even consulting the devil, he's gone. And he becomes so disappointed and so many times. But one thing, God, you see, a soul gets to a point whereby when you have come in contact with Christ, and Christ has dealt with some infirmities in us, as we're singing today. Now, after those infirmities, we now move you to the Father. See, that Father, is a great disciplinarian. Some things Christ took, the Father does not take them. So it's now, that's when you now get, you feel like, shame in the kolowa walaye, bye. This, don't do that. Is that? And you want what? I'm the telling you, that's your job matter. What now happened? You are with the Father. And he will expose every darkness. For some time now, my husband has been talking about personalities. Ha! Personalities, you ain't gonna go anywhere. La, wa. What made you? Your nature, your training, what you have observed makes up your personality. Now they want to deal with that personality. Hey, it's like they are killing you. That is it. They are actually killing us. Because they are now telling you what you have believed for years about yourself. Say, you see, me, I know myself. No, you don't know yourself. Yourself is not the one you are carrying about. Yourself is supposed to be the one God has revealed to you. That's yourself. And when you meet God, he doesn't smile. The Father does not smile with us. Because it's a serious matter. Now, if you are training a child, I say, don't do it. The child is still looking at your face. Don't do it. It takes a step. Don't do it. It takes another step. Don't do it. And you're not smiling. Don't do it. He will do more. He will do more. But when you say, don't, when you hear your don't do it, it is don't do it. That's the way the Father deals. And that's why the way the natural fathers are supposed to be. When you are teaching out discipline, it's not the time to smile. It's the time to be serious. Don't do it. It should be don't do it. You know, some mothers, I feel for us. But the Lord will help all of us. And Ma shebe mo. You are correcting a child. When I'm speaking, hear what I am saying. The child would not hear what you are saying, Kulebo. When you say don't, your don't should be don't. And I tell people, don't threaten children with cane. If you do it, how can you? How we can you? Ah, me, I know they say that too. Kenini. I don't threaten with cane. I'll beat you with cane and reset your mind. God has said we should use cane on children. Did you think he does not know what he's saying? There's some stupidity. Were. Were sa in the hearts of children. To them, they feel they know what they are doing. See, whether they are born by the most archbishop, born by whoever is there, let them speak volumes of prophecy when the child is born. Is there. So don't ever think, yes, they have spoken. The child is the child of God. But you have your part to make sure that the child becomes the child of God. So many people are on the street today, wasting away. Why? Because there was no training to make sure that they become. No, excuse is not, I know where the way my mommy taught me. Ha. If your mother has taught you better, you will not be like this. Oh. So that is saying that you need to have another learning apart from the one they taught you. You have to learn afresh. Come and say, I don't know. I want to know. So that you can help your children. Hallelujah. And a woman's work, like I said yesterday, training is part of your major duty. Raise children. Say, have they raised children? It did not say, have they born children? Raise! Every woman should raise. Whether you have biological or you don't. Raise! Praise the Lord. You see, this doctrine is our life. It's where they paint our life to us. That is the painting of our lives. Hallelujah. So, when we're living by the same doctrine, we will look alike. It's not that we will dress alike. If all of us now, if I come here today and I find all of you tying your scarf like my pastor, me say, I know something is already wrong. That is not it. It's not uniform. It's unity. Unity of faith. Our life is the same. He said, let this mind also be in you that was in Christ. Same mind. He didn't say same uniform. Hallelujah. So what we are into is a life. That life is from level to level. You know, Christ was painted as a ladder. The ladder that Jacob saw. Ladder is from one rung to another, to another, to another. You are doing that, you are going up, you are going up, you are going up, until you get to the peak. We are to move from level to level. But what shows that we are actually, when you say you adorn doctrine, you are beautifying it, you are living the way, you are not putting your own. You know, it's possible to say, okay, what pastor is saying, well, I love it, I love the word, say, but 90%. If you do 90, you have not done it. It must be all of it. You must take everything. Wag baton. You follow with all of your heart. Don't do just a little. Do everything, because you can do everything. That's why I'm saying that our soul is very large. Deep. When you say deep, call to deep. Which deep is calling to deep? Your deep is calling to the depth of God. So you can receive the depth of God. God, he knew what he made. And the devil also knows what God made. We are the only one that is ignorant. But you can know. And you are supposed to know. Because it's what you know that you can live by. Hallelujah. Amen. That Isaiah. Please go back to that Isaiah. Let's go to 10. For precept must be upon precepts. Precept upon precept. Now see the way they wrote it. They didn't say precept upon precept and stopped. Precept upon precept, precept upon. Must is a must. Now, line upon line. Line upon line. A little there. Here a little. There a little. So it can't come once. Little by little. But they must land upon each other. Now, when we are building, you lay blocks upon each other. It's cumulative. The same way we are to be built. It must be, you can't, that's why I say you can't drop the Holy Ghost and say it's now Christ. You now say Christ, I finished Christ, I moved to the Father. It must continue. That's what makes you up as a building. So you must come to doctrine. Hallelujah. Doctrines must be laid in us. One after the other. One after the other. Now, to know that doctrine is laid in you, we will see it in your life. We should be changing. That all shows that doctrine is being laid in us. Doctrine will make you beautiful when you appreciate doctrine. You are not just hearing for hearing's sake. You are hearing to go and do. You know, like Pastor said yesterday, he said there are some things we have noticed now. We're going to start doing it. That is learning doctrine and applying your heart to doctrine. And when you do that, you keep changing. It's just like when a child is eating well, the child keeps growing. You don't know how he's growing. Even if you stay awake, today I will know what you are going to add. You can't even stay awake. Something will knock you off. So when you are growing, you are just growing by what you are feeding on. Natural. Doctrine is actually our bread. That's our food. So as you are feeding on it, you are growing. You are paying attention. You are following after. You are praying on it. And you are growing. You can say, God, how far have I grown now? They won't even answer you. Because you don't understand what is happening. Hallelujah. Amen. So doctrine is meant to empower the heart to practice righteousness. Doctrine helps to empower, gives you power to do righteousness. So when you are not doing righteousness, you are not doing doctrine. You are weak. Doctrine is to bring out of us form of life that is visible. Visible. That's what shows who you are. So to know what you have been receiving, when I relate with you, sir, I should know it. So what comes out of you to me is what the doctrine has empowered you to do. So the way you relate, maybe before they'll take, forgive, auntie, forgive, please forgive, please, you know, God said we should forgive. That's how we are in our family. We don't forgive people. But in this family, you have to forgive. So you are not in that family again. You are in another family that has another culture. So you must learn the culture of this new family. You might not know everything in a day. They say, okay, forgive. It still takes you 2 hours. You forgive. And you are getting better than what we used to be in our family. Later, it cannot be 10 minutes. You're out of it. And you can get to a point, they don't even need to tell you to forgive. You're already forgiven. Forgiving one another. You know, forgive. Forgiving. Because many, many, many hearts will come. From your, not from your brethren, no, not from outside. Husband and wife. Many, many hearts. But forgive. Keep forgiving. And keep forgiving. I don't know whether this is common among you. Men, they don't know how to say sorry easily. But you know, after some time, they'll break you, start saying sorry. It's easy to now say sorry. You can say sorry to your wife. You can say sorry to your children. You do some things and you know in your heart you have hurt them. Call them and say sorry. By doing that, you are training them well. It's not about my position as your father. It's about you living in righteousness. You are not trying to prove a point. Me, father, not saying sorry to my child. No, you don't yet understand the life you have been called into. You should be able to say, children, I am sorry. It shouldn't be heavy. So if you can say, children, I'm sorry, your wife, many sorries. Your husband, many sorries. That's how to adorn that doctrine that you are hearing. You don't stand and say, this is what I believe. So you don't stand and say, this is what I believe. And that is how it should be done. How is he revealed to you? Is it from the doctrine of Christ? So Christ takes away everything called us. The you that you have known for years. So you can now see how easy it is for the new you to come up. Brethren, is not easy, but you can do it. There is the power to do. It's not your power. It's the power of Christ. When you learn doctrine, he deals with those excesses. And will make us. He said, to make. Making is not easy, but it's possible. At times you will cry. You will cry. But cry to repentance. So repentance is meant for us to be done. When you're hearing message, now you're hearing something, repent. Repentance is not one in this job. You keep repenting and repenting and repenting and repenting and repenting. I remembered when we first of all got married. I'm the first girl in my family, but no, not the first one. But the way I was raised to be in charge of the house. My father will ask you, anything that happens, you must know why. And I'm like, shame in igbubuwani. But just saying, you must be responsible. So I grew up with this. It is thing. They call it. I forgot the name just now. Like, you have this mind of a man. So, I always know I'm in charge. So I went to my husband's house with, I'm in charge. When I got there, my husband, one of the things he took for me, he said, you can't say, I can't do it. And I'm like, sir? He said, you can't say that. Can't is too affirmative for a woman. And my mind is like, come on. When you met me, I was already using can't. And you did not say anything about it. Now marriage are saying, it can't continue. And I'm like, sir, sir, mean it. And my husband is a disciplinarian. He won't look at your face. For some days I felt, oh, I changed my mind. You know that kind of thing, you know? there was a day he came hard on me concerning it. I wept. I never knew a word can be so painful like that. Drop can't. And I wept. It was like deep into my soul, you are taking something. You are taking strength of that word. When he said, I can't continue, I have to drop it. But it was not funny dropping it. But I had to. I have to. So there are so many things that are going to deal with us like that. Some, Christ would have helped you to a level. Some, when you get to marriage is meant to save you. It's a place of salvation that you can't escape from. You can dodge your brother. They say that thing you must stop it. Oh, job, we will not continue forever. But when you marry, you are not going anywhere. Oh, now to die there. So for you to die there, some things must go. And permit them to go, so they can enjoy peace. Some of us, we love peace, but we don't know the way of peace. The way of peace is Christ. And in doing that, he will deal with so many things in us and remove them one by one. As they're finishing one, you're still resting. Ah, okay, oh, they'll start another one. Finishing one, they'll start another one. Because we have to be saved to the uttermost. He that must carry God. You want to carry immortality. Hey, eternal life, sir. You must first of all come to the everlasting. In the everlasting, that's where you are made. If you can't bear the training of everlasting, there's no eternal life. So this life comes through doctrines to us. As you are hearing messages, hear what is, what are they talking to in me? Go and pay attention to it. So that we can all be made together. They are trying to say, you be made, let us make man in our image. See that image that they are talking about? Doctrines make image. Without image, there is no likeness. It's when the image is raised with the properties of the one that made us, that's when likeness can now come on image. So now they are making image. Hallelujah. Image. You have to be the formation. When you say image, image is formation. Image is the body. So we have to be adorned. For us to be made, we have to adorn doctrines. Doctrines make us up. Likeness comes upon what we have been made up of with their riches. Images actually bring, you know, when they say the riches of Christ, the riches, they have riches. But these riches are to make us up. Their knowledge, their understanding, their doctrines. Their makeup. You know, when a woman make up, she looks more beautiful. Abi? Abi? Doctrines are makeup. They are to make us more beautiful. To raise images. The image that God can come into in us. So it's actually a lot of work. And family is the smallest unit of the church. Whatever goes on in our families, that's what we'll transfer to the church. If families are helped and saved, the church is helped and is saved. Our abode should be a place where angels can come, can ascend and descend, bringing properties, bringing riches, ministry to the man, the woman, the children, everyone. When I say children, I'm not just saying the biological. If you are living with somebody, are you hearing me? If you are living with somebody, you are a child of that house. Child does not mean little person. You understand? Put yourself in a place where what is flowing from the head can flow to you. If the mother of the house is speaking, don't feel like church. That's pride. That's rebellion. And they don't want it among us. If you can stay in that house, please surrender to the authority of the house. It's easier to surrender to the man. It's tougher to surrender to the woman. But you need to surrender to the woman. The thing is this. I tell people, if I don't want you in my house, you can't come. Yes. Even if my husband is saying, no, this person must come. Mbawo, I've never done it before, sir. But a woman can do it. Yes. By the time she sits with her husband, he will change his mind. And you will not come in. So don't feel, you see, is this man I want to go and submit to? I don't care about his wife. It's not true. Please go and care about the wife. She owns the house. Wisdom will make you to learn from her. She is not perfect. That's not what we are saying. She's not perfect, but hold on her. So that what she has can be transferred to you. You can't just come in and snap and run. It's not done. You sit and learn. Hallelujah. Oh, we are colleagues now. Is it because I'm not married? Ha. That's why you are not married. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 2. Let's read from verse 3. I believe I've been able to help bless you. Titus 2. Said the aged women likewise. Aged women. Matured women. Aged here is not age, it's maturity. Likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Their life should be ordered by Christ. When you say holiness, you're talking about Christ. Not false accusers. Not giving to much wine. Teachers of good things. Teachers of Christ. Teachers of the doctrines of Christ. Now, you can't teach what you don't know. Matured. Well, that's what makes you matured. Christ. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. No, let's go. Let's do the same form. That they may teach. You can teach what you know. You can, when you say teach, teach is not just I preach to you. You teach by your life. You instruct by your life. When you say honor your husband, you must honor your own. They must see it in you. You are painting what you are saying, you are living it. That's how to teach. They must observe you. Don't do whatever I say. Don't do what I do. You are not matured. It doesn't work like that. To be sober. Sober. Hey. Soberness means to be grave. Women. Yawapo. All over the places. If you cannot be sober, you can't learn. You need a heart that is grave to be able to learn. A grave heart. There must be gravity. You must appreciate spiritual things, sir. Spiritual things must not be light in your hands. They say, come to church. I can get there anytime I want. You are not grave. I'm feeding my baby. I was still talking about it last week in church. Mothers, if you sit with just raising babies, God will pass you by. You are supposed to raise them. You are supposed to take care of your children. You are supposed to take care of your husbands. But when you come to church, your children must know that here, not anyhow. Your children must understand we hallow God when we get there. And that is the strength you give them from home, not in church. There's one thing I don't like. Come on, machine. I don't like it. It doesn't go with my person. And I'll tell mothers, if a child is crying, sir, you gave him food. He ate and continued. Gave him biscuit. Ate and continued. He will eat and still continue. Ah. Sir, egbaloku. My husband said it early that what you used to pet children is cane. They have their measures. Don't use the one that is bigger than their measure. Just use their measure. And when you beat them, they don't like embarrassment. They will behave. Yes. See, if the child keeps crying, if I'm hearing a child that is crying at the back, stop crying. If you don't stop, get me king. I'll beat the child. You cry and pick. You pick early so that all of us can be at peace. You pick and go and sleep. When you wake up, your head is reset. Yes. You are not caning them because you are wicked. You are caning them because you are training them.
I love them. That's love.
You love them. That is love. Hey, omoini. I told somebody, I said, thank God I raised three. People that felt you're a wicked person, you're a witch. But Mushani, metamu de train or to God's glory. So when I'm doing something, know why I'm doing what I am doing. I am not, it's not wickedness. A mother should not be weak-willed. Your husband is not at home. Your child is sick. And you are now crying. Your child is crying. Mother is crying. Who will now pet you? And your husband is not available. I am a cake. If doctrine has not raised you, you won't know what to do. It's not by determination. It's by being raised by doctrines. You must be a spiritual woman. Not just follow your husband to church. Male and female. So as they are supposed to inherit, your husband too should inherit God. It's not just meant for males. I tell people, weaker vessels, none is strong. It's only God that is strong. Females are weaker. Men are weak. God is strong. Hallelujah. So we need the strength of God together. You should be able to stand in your house. You want to back a jinule, eh? Back a ji. Don't seek to be back in it. The man is the head of the home. And you are under your husband. The children are now under you. So don't behave as if they are the second in command. You are the last in command in your home. You don't serve. We're watching a skit yesterday. Man said, in our mothers, our parents, they served us. No, we served them. If you know how to drive, they will use you and use you and use you. They will say, come and drive. You say, I don't want to drive. But you can't say, I don't want, because our parents are tough. Now, you now have children. You are serving them. A child of 13 cannot wash clothes. Koni for dada, I don't go for anyhow. Ade wobe. When they make fun of him in school, you will know he has to pay attention to it. Let them start by watching socks. Early, 5, 6. Boxers. And the thing is that you don't even have helps nowadays. It's scarce. So they must help you. Your children must do house chores. Male and female. In our house, males serve, females serve. Pastor Dixon Ray, he served. Pastor Tong Pupuru. When he's on timetable, he will cook. It's timetable. And when it's your time to clean anywhere, you clean it. Because you're a man that should be well made. Not that you get home and your wife is doing everything, you can't help her. What kind of man are you? Lord of the house. And in the evening, after she has labored and done everything, you are waiting. She will do it, but she won't be pleased with you. So please, train your boys. Train your girls. All of them need training. Don't use the female to serve the boy. He's the only boy in the house. Jesus served his house. That was why they could come to him when he was ministering. What felt like by entitlement? Because he was a man in the house serving his. Do you know when his father died? They never told us. But he was responsible taking care of that household. Man should be responsible by training. Cross your leg on the sofa, watching TV. Is he ready? Is the food ready? Well done, sweetheart. Well done, my girl. Your well done will have more meaning when you stand and help. Not just well done and throw well done from where you are sitting. Anybody can say well done. It is your house. It's your house. She's helping you with your house. You own the house. She's helping you in that house. Hallelujah. So, God, when you say doctrine, doctrine has to do with every part of our lives. We must be total. We must not be faulted in anything, sir. Man of a rastivin over her ten kun ek helia. You are praying 12 hours. Your wife is working. It's Saturday. Doing every work. You see that? That's what you do every week. Yes, we know you love God. But you must show your love by showing it to your family. You must love in truth and in deed. Indeed. Your love must be seen indeed. In truth and in deed. Not just in truth. Say, I want to learn God. Let's tell you. Must learn God. Yes. Learn God. And through learning of God, serve your house. Service is actually part of the truth learning. In Revelation, Jesus was talking to servants. Did you see pastors there? Servants, but you must first of all learn to serve your house. A man serve your house. A woman serve your house. Children serve your house. Praise God. That's where we see the adornment of doctrine. Not that you just speak When they call you, you can revelation, you can yearn from Genesis to Revelation, tear it, scatter it, and you are lazy. Ha! Lazy, those things you deal with laziness in you. Don't say I was not trained. Train yourself by the word, by the doctrine. You know, you have some lack. They will tell you this. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to that. And pay attention to it. You will come out a finer man. Your children will love you. You know one thing? Especially guys. The way God made it is God. Fathers love their girls. Mothers love their boys. Opposite attracts. Good one. But one thing about boys. Boys, you know, they are so jealous over their mother that if their father is mishandling their mother, the mother will not fight. They will fight the fight and put the man at a standstill. Because if you get to a point, father will be tired. You will need your children. They will not be there for you. But even the females don't feel like, oh, this is my girl, my little girl, my princess. Let her be trained. She will go and become somebody's wife so that she will not disgrace you. Permit your wife to train her. Don't shield her. It's too much. He said she should watch clothes. She should watch this. She should watch that. Oh, TikTok. You should pani. Makpa for me, jaw. Ha, you are killing her. Let her do what she needs to do. Don't ever feel, you can later talk to your wife, but don't talk to her in the presence of your daughter. If you do that, you have dishonored her. And it's your wife first before daughter. And you'll still be your wife after they have all gone. Don't create unnecessary space. Bond with your husband. Stay there. Both of you join hands to train them. Yes. See, if your husband is beating any of them, don't say it's too much. Every day I see nothing. Don't do it. Ah, should I shut it on you? Every day I see. Ah, yeah, you're not it. Okay. It's not, ah, daddy, you take for you. No. But one thing we do encourage, don't inflict wounds in their bodies. Don't overbeat. There is the measure. Don't beat when you are too angry because you are ashamed or not. Don't do that. Calm down before you beat them. And agree. When your husband, agreement does not mean he will take permission from you. He will start the beating, you will join him. Thank you, sir. No matter how much is paining you. Ah, ibiti motibi oti jina, irolo njebe. That's traditional. Please, let the child be trained. So that the child will know that I cannot hide with you. It's whatever daddy says that mommy will say. Yes. But it's doctrine that can do that in us. Yes. So please, let's pay attention to doctrine. Let's use our life to show it forth. Our home should show forth doctrine. You should raise your children with doctrines. Your husband, like daddy was saying yesterday, your husband is teaching and you are more anointed than him. Don't take over for him. Let him teach. Don't adjust. Hey, daddy, you don't know? Cherry, be by. Don't overdo. Sir, I want to... Unless he calls you to chip in, don't chip anything. Keep it inside of you. Now, when you now have your time with them, chip it there. Let the children honor their father the way you handle him. Man, they might not be as smart as you are, but that they heard. Even when we're in school, girls do better than guys. Am I lying? And it's because females, you can sit down and study. My husband said there was this classmate he had when they were in school. She's always on top. She now decided, this girl, I am going to learn what you are learning. Now decided to be reading with her. The girl can sit for 6 hours without standing. He will jump up. Go for a walk. Sit down. Jump up. Between that 6 hours, we have stood up many times. And she's still there. Focus. How do you want to beat her? Oh, beat her. He had to give up because you don't have that tenacity. A woman can sit with something. Can sit. You can talk, but you can also sit. The grace is there. Girls, even when you have children, girls will do better than boys. Don't be angry. You went through the same things, fathers. You should encourage them not to be lazy. But don't compare them with the girls. Don't. My daughter can read where they are making noise. Back, back, boo, boo, boom. She's reading. But Joshua, she will join the noise. Ah, hey. Till now, when you are hearing ha, 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 in the house, no Joshua is there. But Evangeline. But fullness is another make. That one is just different, just like his father. Can just be watching all of you making your noise. And will now be judging you. What you did is not wrong. You shouldn't have done that. He judges all of them. Now, there's a day the father said, your punishment is that you came last. If you are the first in this house, and heretic born, you will judge everybody. So, guys are active. They are mobile. They want to be all over the places. They drive your stool, drive everything, and start driving your car. Whether you teach them or not, they will learn how to drive. They will just come and say, Daddy, I can drive. Say, Daddy, don't worry. They will drive the car. Did you not do the same thing? But girls, for them to say, I want to drive, you say, okay, let me teach you how to drive. Okay, daddy, they won't put pressure on you. But guys, if you say by 18, they'll be counting the years. 17, lawabai, okay. Okay, 1 year. Daddy, you said 18. So, whatever you do, please, in your home, any promise you make to your children, keep it. It will help them to trust you. Don't just make promises flippantly, just to keep them away. They will not forget. You will forget, they won't forget. And I said, no, it's not that. They'll find it hard to trust you. But that trust must be built in the home. So we all need the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of the Father and the doctrine of God. But it's doctrine after doctrine. It's layer after layer. Hallelujah. Amen. So we should get better by the day. Because we are applying our hearts to doctrines. We are living. You just determine this house will be raised by doctrine. So you just have to go and learn. You must push yourself. You must learn. And follow with all of your hearts. Yes, yes, yes. You can't serve God with part of your heart. Serve with all of your mind, all of your strength, all of your heart. All. They want all. They don't take half. And that's why when they are joining a man and a woman, it's not half-half. It's whole plus whole. One plus one makes one. Because if you are not one, you are not whole, you are not together. You are not made. It's only a man that is made that can marry a woman that is made, that can have a family that is made. Amen. God bless us. Let's begin to pray. Let's pray. Let's thank God for this word. Alena Shafandalia Kadin Benton Gralia Tabanio Sisiana Shele Katabino Genton Brelio Kabamba to Seed.
Jalia Kabande Kasusiania Shili Papandagino Rikapata.
We are certain you have received grace to journey. Meditate on the blessings received. Stay in the Spirit.